Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are watching your children discover the joy of creating, of making art, of expressing themselves through colors and shapes and imagination. And you're asking such thoughtful questions about how to support this precious gift. Today, I want to talk with you about something that matters so much. How to nurture your child's creative confidence during ages 6 and 7, a truly magical window of development. If you have a little artist at home, or a child who's just beginning to explore creative expression, this conversation is for you. First, I want you to know something important. You're doing beautifully. I see you providing art supplies, celebrating your child's creations, making space for their imagination to flourish. That matters more than you might realize. Here's what the magic book taught me about this special age. Between 6 and 7 years old, something remarkable happens in your child's creative development. They're transitioning from purely exploratory mark-making to intentional artistic expression. They're beginning to have ideas in their minds about what they want to create, and they're developing the skills to bring those ideas to life. This is wonderful, but it also brings new challenges. For the first time, your child might look at their artwork and feel disappointed that it doesn't match the picture in their imagination. They might compare their work to other children's creations and feel discouraged. They might even say things like, "I'm not good at art," or "I can't draw." And oh, my friend, this is where your support becomes absolutely magical. Research from the University of Chicago Consortium on School Research shows us something beautiful. Arts education significantly enhances social-emotional competencies, including self-efficacy and perseverance. When children engage in creative activities with supportive adults, they develop not just artistic skills, but emotional regulation, creative problem-solving abilities, and a strong sense of identity. The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes that playful, child-directed creative exploration maximizes natural curiosity. And here's something fascinating. When children engage in creative play, their brains release dopamine, which reinforces intrinsic motivation and joy. Your child's brain is literally wiring itself to find joy in creative expression. But here's the key. This beautiful process requires something specific from us as parents. It requires that we focus on the creative process rather than the finished product. It requires that we celebrate effort and experimentation rather than perfection. Let me share some practical ways you can support your child's artistic development during this critical window. First, provide materials without pressure. Keep art supplies accessible and inviting. Crayons, markers, paper, paint, clay. Let your child explore these materials on their own terms, in their own time. The goal isn't to produce museum-worthy artwork. The goal is to keep the joy alive. Second, offer encouragement without judgment. Instead of saying, "That's beautiful," try asking, "Tell me about what you created." Or, "What was your favorite part to make?" This invites your child to reflect on their own creative process and builds their ability to evaluate their own work based on their intentions, not external standards. Third, celebrate mistakes and experiments. When your child tries something new and it doesn't turn out as they hoped, that's not failure. That's learning. You might say, "I love how you tried something different. What did you discover?" This reframes challenges as normal, valuable parts of developing mastery. Fourth, share your own creative process. Let your child see you drawing, painting, or creating, even if you don't consider yourself artistic. Let them see you make mistakes and keep going. Let them hear you say, "This didn't turn out how I imagined, but I learned something interesting." You're modeling creative resilience. And fifth, focus on the joy. Ask your child, "Did you have fun making this? What made you smile while you were creating?" When we anchor creative expression in joy rather than achievement, we protect that precious intrinsic motivation. Now, the magic book has a story that illustrates this so beautifully. It's called The Magic Quill, and it's about a young scribe who discovers a magical quill that brings words to life. But here's the beautiful part. The quill only works when the scribe writes with wisdom and love, not when they're trying to impress others or create perfect letters. This story teaches children something profound. That artistic mastery isn't just about technical skill. It's about infusing creative work with genuine feeling and care. It's about creating from the heart. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about how the young scribe learned to trust their own voice. How they discovered that the most powerful creations come from authentic expression, not from trying to copy someone else or meet external standards. You might ask your child, "When do you feel most happy creating? What do you love to make?" These conversations help children develop awareness of their own creative preferences and build confidence in their unique artistic voice. Here's something else the magic book taught me. Research shows that parental support strategies significantly impact artistic skill development in children up to age 7. And the most effective support isn't about formal lessons or expensive materials. It's about providing encouragement, celebrating process over product, and offering non-judgmental feedback. When you say things like, "I noticed you used so many different colors in this painting," or "You worked on this for a long time," you're helping your child develop metacognitive awareness. They're learning to notice their own choices, their own persistence, their own growth. And when children feel that their creative efforts are validated, they show increased confidence and willingness to experiment with new techniques. They develop what researchers call creative resilience, the ability to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth rather than threats to their self-worth. My wonderful friend, I want you to understand something. Your child's artistic development during these years isn't about producing talented young artists. It's about nurturing confident, creative human beings who trust their own ideas and have the courage to express themselves authentically. Every time you celebrate your child's creative process, you're building their self-efficacy. Every time you encourage experimentation without judgment, you're teaching them that learning involves mistakes and that mistakes are valuable. Every time you focus on joy rather than achievement, you're protecting their intrinsic motivation. And these lessons extend far beyond art. They shape how your child approaches challenges in every area of life. They build emotional resilience, problem-solving skills, and a growth mindset that will serve them for years to come. So keep providing those art supplies. Keep celebrating those colorful creations. Keep asking about their process and their joy. Keep reading stories like The Magic Quill that show children the magic of authentic creative expression. You're not just supporting artistic development. You're nurturing a confident, creative soul who knows that their ideas matter, their voice is valuable, and their unique way of seeing the world is a gift. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, my friend. We have so many stories that celebrate creativity, perseverance, and the joy of learning. Stories that show children it's okay to make mistakes, to try new things, to create from the heart. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's creative development. You're doing something truly beautiful, with love and starlight, Inara.